This is the Tuesday, September 21st edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. Yes, the final day of summer. We got a lot of action on the game with the boys of summer, and we'll recap a little Monday Night Football straight ahead, in and out in less than 10 minutes.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian alongside Tyler Foljam, and got a little hairy for Packers fans trailing at halftime last night, but they bounce back and get the cover, shut out the Lions in the second half, convincing win by the final result, but it certainly wasn't that way the whole time, Tyler.
No. Jared Goff and co. looked pretty good in the first half. Then he started, you know, the clock struck midnight, and he turned back into a pumpkin, turning the ball over in the second half, helping Rodgers and the boys cover that number. But they did have the ball late, driving to try and get inside the back door there. But that final fourth down play fell to the turf, and Rodgers got his cover, just like we thought.
Yeah, it was going to be a second coming of the first week with the Lions getting onside kicks and two-point conversions, just a mess of it if you had the favorite there. But the favorite does get there last night. Let's turn the page to baseball. I don't have a ton. I imagine you have some plays as well. I'll let you lead off here.
Yeah, the first one I really like is the Dodgers run line against the Colorado Rockies. You got Julio Urias on the bump for the Dodgers. It's Antonio Senzatella for the Rockies at home. We know this is a complete mismatch with these two teams, and the Dodgers clearly still playing for something as they have their eyes on the Giants in the NL West. I would lean over 11 as well, because the Rockies can hit lefties decently, and they're a much, much better offense, clearly, when they're at Coors Field than they are at home. And we know the Dodgers can carry offense anywhere, especially against a mediocre pitcher at Coors Field. So I like the run line there. It's minus 135. I like the over lean there. Don't like as much the run line. But if you do want to play the total, that's my lean in Colorado.
All right, I'm going to go to the Reds. And I feel like the bats are finally waking up. They're huge favorites today against the Pittsburgh Pirates. This game's in Cincinnati. Mitch Keller on the bump for the Bucks. I'll lay the run and a half. I think just, you know, like, we're home stretch here. Reds are probably going to botch this whole playoff thing. They already have. I just think they're going to finish off. But I do like them today. It is what it is. They came back from a 5-0 deficit yesterday. I expect a little bit of a carryover here, so I'll go Reds run line.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Reds kind of botching it in the wild card. They've botched it to their NL Central mates, the St. Louis Cardinals, who are the hottest team in Major League Baseball, having won 9 games in a row. And I'm hesitant to offer my squad as a play because I don't want to mush them one, and I don't need people thinking I'm a homer. But, you know, the Brewers, they're playing the Brewers. They beat them last night with Freddy Peralta on the bump as massive underdogs, and with Brandon Woodruff on the bump today against Jake Woodford. Again, you got to lay 220 on the Milwaukee Brewers. And I just asked, based on the fact that the Cardinals have won 9 in a row, do you really want to lay 220 against them right now? They definitely have the pitching matchup advantage on the other side with Milwaukee. But right now, this Cardinal team just seems like, I don't know if it's a team of destiny, but they're definitely the hottest team in baseball. Seems like they're going to win every time they take the field. So they've been a printing press as underdogs in a lot of these games they have won recently. So you can get plus 180, plus 190 on the Cardinals today as a big underdog. And I know the pitching matchup favors the Brewers. I absolutely get that, but it's hard to lay 220 against a team as hot as the Redbirds right now.
I would not call you a homer, given that you have picked against the Cardinals plenty, so
yeah, <that's right. laughs>
I appreciate the awareness, but I'll defend that to the very end. I'm gonna, you know, look, we've talked about it all season. You just mentioned the phrase team of destiny. That certainly feels like the Giants right now. They're a coin flip in San Diego. Joe Musgrove on the bump for the Padres. It's Gausman and Musgrove. Yeah, I get it. Musgrove threw no hitter. Padres feel like they're a little bit of a spiral here. They've lost 3 straight. Giants are the Giants. They just rip off wins. They only have a game lead on the Dodgers. I'm just going to take the team that seems to win every night, and I'll take the Giants in a coin flip game for my final play.
Yeah, I think that's the right move there. Another game that has my eye on it yet. I haven't seen really a line for this because I think they're still waiting on a pitching matchup. The Atlanta Braves are in Arizona, and the Braves are obviously trying to stave off the Phillies, make sure they win that NL East. I would consider the Braves on the first five run line against Luke Weaver, but that's certainly not my favorite play. Just the only other one that caught my eye, and the handicapping there is just, you know, a bad team in Arizona and a desperate team in the Atlanta Braves trying hard. Weaver's a pretty good pitcher. I'd rather attack a lefty with the Braves, the way they have that lineup configured right now, and Weaver is certainly not a lefty. But just if, again, if you don't like it, stay away from it. You don't have to bet it, but if you have to have some action on that, I think the Braves in that first five, or just the money line there, despite what you have to lay, is worth it because they're certainly the more desperate team than the D-backs right now.
All right. That's a good little day of baseball. We have yet to have Maction or the Fun Belt and some midweek college football. Hopefully we'll get there on the calendar sooner than later. It's a little baseball. The WNBA playoffs gets going on Thursday. And so no W tonight for some night hoops, but we'll get that pretty soon in the coming days. Meanwhile, just enjoy the baseball as we wound down, you know, pennant stretch, if you will, for a lot of regular seasons. We're at game, 151. So we had 11 games or so, 11 or 12 games remaining in the baseball regular season. All right, Tyler, I will see you back in the studio, 6 Eastern on ESPN2 for everyone listening at home, and that'll be the schedule the rest of the week.